Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Though Anne is coming to us today from South Bend, Indiana, and her preaching is entitled, Scribing in the Kingdom of God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What's bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. Today's quirky little gospel passage from the lectionary lies at the end of a long set of images that Jesus gives to help his friends understand what he means by the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. It's such a great mystery that one description alone cannot capture it, and so he gives many. It's like a mustard seed, a precious pearl, a pinch of yeast in a mound of dough. It's like a sower with seed, like a hidden treasure in a field, like wheat growing among weeds. And now, one last image. It's like a net that hauls in every kind of fish and then sorts out the catch later. At the close of this parade of kingdom images, Jesus asks his friends, "Do you understand all these things?" And remarkably, they say, "Yes." I should say, on my clearest of days, the best I ever find myself able to say is, "Maybe." But they say, "Yes." And so then Jesus gives them a picture, not of the kingdom, but of themselves. An image to capture how he sees them and the work that they are to do. He calls those who've received his instruction about God's kingdom scribes. To be called a scribe in Jesus' world is a bit of a mixed term. At the most basic level, it simply refers to someone who can write, who can copy things, who can create texts. In ancient times, when literacy was still fairly rare, scribes were among those who were considered highly educated. In first century Judaism, they played a role in the community similar to a lawyer, someone who could write up contracts, who could arbitrate disputes. And when Jesus uses the term, he often links scribes with Pharisees, and rarely is that combo followed by anything that sounds praiseworthy. Although these were two separate groups of people, what they both had in common was a nitpickiness related to jots and tittles. They cared about the letter of the law quite literally and were often involved in careful scrutinizing of the law. And hence, they were probably among those who most debated Jesus' own interpretation of the Torah. But Jesus' frequent critique of the scribes of his own day doesn't mean that he didn't value the task of the scribe in itself, to be a servant of the word. Jesus would have known of the important role that scribes had played in his people's religious life. He would have known of Ezra, the great scribe, immediately after that dark period of the exile, who copied but also reassembled, indeed recrafted, earlier versions of scripture to produce the Torah as it was known in Jesus' time. And this is the sort of task that Jesus seems to have had in mind in today's passage when he chose the image of the scribe to describe what his own disciples are going to be doing in the world. Having listened to and understood his teaching on the kingdom of God, they're now charged with continuing the same kind of work that Jesus himself has been doing, attending carefully to the word of God, going to the root of it to understand its deepest meaning, and then figuring out how to live it and how to talk about it in light of the contemporary situation and culture of the day. These little ones of the earth, these fishermen, these farmers, are now, as a result of what he has told them, among the most learned of the earth. They now know something others do not know, and they're going to have to be skilled in their sharing of that knowledge. They'll have to know how to merge new and old, how to bend and knead words like bread, how to paint new pictures with their language. They're now in a position of power. They're like the head of a whole household filled with treasures. And how will they be hospitable with what they've received? How will they do justice by the knowledge and understanding with which they've been entrusted? These are questions still valuable for us to ponder in our own time. Many of us who listen to this Dominican website have a strong sense of ourselves as being people entrusted with God's word, entrusted with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've received his teaching on the kingdom and know that our task has something to do with attending to that teaching deeply and trying to figure out how to live, speak to it in our own time. We know how much creativity this requires, even as we try to be very faithful to the details of what Jesus said. We're looking to figure out the underlying meaning and yet communicate it in new and powerful ways. And we know that each time we speak, we get the chance to draw from a whole house of treasures, new and old. But we have to figure out which images, which stories, which word to bring forward for each person we meet, and crafting that specific message that will have the greatest impact for this person, or for that audience, for that congregation. It's no small task. And we want to be careful that in our scribing of the kingdom of God, we don't end up like the scribes and Pharisees who so irked Jesus, so obsessed with minutiae that we miss the big picture, or become highly critical of others, always looking for fault, living in constant suspicion. We want to steward the gift that we've received wisely, but generously. Today, let's pray for ourselves and for all who are trying to be servants of the word in our time, that we might be worthy of our calling as scribes. Thank you.